Retirement's given him the chance to take a step back and take a look at the world. Here to give you his take, here's Paul Joseph.
There's a hefty message in it. I think there are several. It's listed as one of the funniest comic strips of all time. I didn't find it funny, though I did chuckle, as much as I found it ironic and a little prophetic. I drew disappointment that this is the way of the world. Sadly, I'm not sure we'll ever be able to change it, in spite of all the religious people. In fact, I'm starting to think they only make it worse. It's an undated Peanuts comic strip and has two familiar characters in each of the four frames, Linus and Sally. Linus is bright, well-informed, but insecure. Sally, who, let's just say, has a lack of aptitude for education, has a lasting crush on Linus. They're walking outside with lunch boxes in hand, Sally in front. In the first frame, Sally says to Linus, "I would have made a good evangelist." She stops and turns to Linus in the next frame, saying, "You know that kid who sits behind me at school?" In the third frame, "I convinced him that my religion is better than his religion." There's a fourth and final frame, but let me stop here for some perspective. I'm definitely not a religious scholar, and I don't propose to be one, but I've been around the block a little. I'm a Christian and a member of a denomination. In fact, I've been a member of a number of denominations. I started out life as an American Baptist. Then I married a Catholic, Roman Catholic. Though I never converted, I did take Catholic catechism classes 3 times, wanting to better understand the faith. I loved a number of things about the church and its teachings. After that, I found myself living in different cities and different states. I became a member of the Episcopalian Church, the Congregational, the Methodist, and then the Southern Baptist Church. I was spiritually moved in them all and hold great memories. Of the many things I've learned, I found that each faith, each church thinks their church's take on Jesus' teachings are the most accurate. And who am I to disagree? Instead, I appreciate their passion and their philosophy. What I find difficult is when any of these faiths put down or disparage others as being out of step with Christ's teachings, when each believes and can document biblically what and why they believe what they believe. Again, who am I to argue when everyone is biblically based? Still, I cringe when I hear it from a church minister or a Sunday school classmate. I've seen people never come back. That famous idiom comes to mind, before you judge a man, walk a mile in his shoes. What's most heartbreaking is when people war against each other based upon prideful, religious, or even self-righteous ideology without any compassion, whether it's across the fence or across a national border. Why can't we live in peace and understanding, or at least in loving acceptance? There's a joke about St. Peter showing around a newcomer to their new heavenly digs, but everywhere there meanders a 10-foot-high separating fence. When asked about it, St. Peter says, "Shh, that's a specific religion over on the other side. They think they're the only ones here." You can fill in the specific religion of your choice. Anyway, Sally Brown tells Linus she convinced that other kid her religion is better than his. Linus wants to know how she did it. In the last frame of the comic strip, Sally, the self-described good evangelist, explains, "I hit him in the head with my lunchbox." Well, I guess that had the desired effect anyway, but it just makes me sad, and I cringe. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.
My take with Paul Joseph on 96.5 KECO.